Wow, come on, let's stand up and give the Lord a great shout this morning, because after all, it's all about Him. Come on, come on. Isn't God good? God is good all the time, and all the time. Yeah, come on. He is so, so good, and He is worthy of all of our praise. I'm just going to grab this. It's like I felt to bring this morning, and while I've been on holiday, having my break time, I've been working on sticks, and this was probably one of the first ones that I did, because my husband did. Filled them for me with resin, but this one here I just absolutely loved, and I picked it up in Kaikoura, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be a mission, and because there's so many cracks, and it was all the way through, and trying to pour resin, and you know, and it just takes so much time because you've got to get it to set. But I love this stick because it's been knocked around. There's so many grooves in it. There's so many cracks in it. But it can be, you may be seated, by the way. Thanks, Ruth. Yeah, you could be standing all morning with me. Wouldn't that be good, eh? Woo! Hallelujah. It's like, but these sticks, you know, it's like I've got about 14 on the go at the moment, and every one of them is different. And they kind of represent our life and how we are and what God does with us. And when you can look at something and think, well, that's just a beaten up old thing. You know, you may look at someone and think, well, they're too far gone for anything good to come out of that. But how many of you know that when God takes a hold of us, and that when God begins to pour into our life, or into all those cracks and grooves, and that He begins to sand things down in us, it's like and make things, it's like straight again. And it may not look perfect, but with Him, it's like it's good, and it's more than good. And He comes and He fills us with His oil. He comes and fills us with His presence. And it's like in this stick here, it's filled with gold leaf. And it's like God, He comes and He fills us with His pure gold. It's like pure. It's like it's cost Him everything. It cost Him His Son. And we sing all these songs, you know, and it's like, but half the time we don't really believe what we're singing, because we go away still broken, still empty, still filled without any of God in us. And we're trying to do it on our own. And as I've been doing these sticks, it's like it's a real process. And sometimes I want to try and do shortcuts, and it just doesn't work. And sometimes, you know, in our Christian walk, we try and do shortcuts. It's like we sort of go, oh, no, this is just taking too long, you know, and we jump ahead. It's a little bit like the cart in front of the horse. Well, it just doesn't work, does it? It's just not going anywhere. So it's like we have to allow God in the process of our life. Amen. And oh my God, is He doing a work in the body of Christ? It's like He's been doing a work in me. It's like He strips everything away. It's like, and I'm not the same. I'm not the same as I was last year. It's like, you know, we did a bit of travel last year. It's like, as you all well know, for those of you who were here, I'm just going to pop that there, and I'm going to take it home with me. I'm going to replenish the stick pile at some point. And God was speaking to me about the shift and the change that is coming to the body of Christ. And I really believe that 2024, we've stepped into that. And that there is a shaking. And we know that last week, you know, it's like Holy Spirit began to move in the church. And I just love that. And it's like Holy Spirit is here with us right now. But how many of you know that we can't live on last week's bread? How many of you know that it gets a little bit stale? I mean, it's good to reminisce. It's good to sort of look and go, wow, wasn't that just so good? But God's saying, I want you to look and see what's right in front of you now. He said, because I've got something far greater now. It's like, now is the time. It's like, it was amazing. It was like, you know, I saw last week a wave sweep into the church. And it wasn't like a wave that comes over. This was a wave that was surging through. And then Janet sent me, and I don't know if you saw it on Stuff. I think it was on Stuff. It was on some news anyway, where a rogue wave hit a US military camp. How many of you saw that? Yeah, a couple of people saw that. A couple. It was just amazing. A US Army base on the Marshall Islands was hit by a rogue wave. Well, it was waves, actually. And somebody was in the base videoing what was happening. And this rogue wave came in with such force that it broke down the doors. It broke down, it was swept right through the dining area where the water now was surging and going up near the ceiling. It was frightening. People were just getting hit and blasted by this thing. And it's like God is always speaking and he gives us warnings. And these are warnings that we are to be ready and prepared. I got sharing during the week with Janet. There was a couple of us and we're just sitting around the table. And she began to share a vision she'd had roughly 30 years ago. And I did ask if I could had permission to bring this word. And she said, I never remembered it until you mentioned the word rogue and surge. And she said they'd just been prayed in as pastors. And she said she had this vision. And she said all these people were on deck chairs on the beach. And she said they were all reading their newspapers. And these were people all in the church. And they were sitting there on the beachfront and the wave was coming in. And they were beginning to get a little bit annoyed because the wind was beginning to blow and it was beginning to shuffle the newspaper, so it was making it hard for them to read. And then the wave hit. And it was a rogue wave and it came surging through and deck chairs went flying and newspapers went flying. Everything went flying and they were scrambling and they weren't ready. And God's saying, I want you to be ready. It's like we must be ready. And he says, I don't want you to be consumed with the things of this world. He said, because the things of this world are going to grow very dim. The things of this world are not going to take you into a place where you want to be. It's like we are called to rise and shine. He said, because your light has come and the glory of the Lord, he said, has risen upon each and every one of you. And my prayer is I cry out to God, rend the heavens, Lord. Psalm 64:1, rend the heavens, oh God, that you would rend the heavens. It's like, and that should be the cry of our heart, that God, you would open up, God, and that you would pour out upon your people. God, that we would not be caught unawares. God, that we would be ready for such a time as this. It's like you weren't born back in the Bible days. Stop thinking, oh, if only I'd have been born back then when Jesus was alive. No, you wouldn't have wanted to have been then. It's like God's got a call on your life. And he's been calling you. And it's like, and the trumpets are sounding. And he's saying, come, when are you going to rise up? And when are you going to come? When are you going to come and seek my face? When are you going to come and call upon my name? It's like, my goodness, it's like there are signs. He said, there will be signs. He said, but it's not yet. He said, there will be earthquakes. He said, there will be floods. So I had a wonderful word sent to me yesterday from beautiful friend, so encouraged me. And she said, you know, just like on the West Coast with the floods, and it's changed the course of the river there. I actually didn't know that, and I lived on the West Coast for 9 years. And they used to have some storms, boy oh boy. And we'd go down and we'd watch and see some boats trying to come in over the bar. And it's a treacherous bar. And if they don't time it right, it's like, whoopsie, over they go. And how many of you know that there have been a few casualties on the Grey Bar? We'd go down and it would be absolutely terrifying watching these boats, fishing vessels, trying to come in. And they would navigate the wave. And we need to start navigating the wave of God and what's coming. And I think I shared last year, sounds funny, doesn't it? Last year. I was here last year. I'm here every week, but I was here last year. The end of last year. Isn't it wonderful? End of last year and the beginning of this year. It's like there is a river that is breaking out. It's like he says, there's a river of life that flows out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Well, I tell you what, when we release that reservoir that is on the inside of us, anything can happen, and it probably will. Come on. It's like, my goodness me. When I was on the West Coast, it was like I encountered God there in a tremendous way. And if I repeat myself, I'm not going to apologize. It's like Jesus did it all the time. It's like we read in the Word all the time. It's like the things that he wanted us to get a hold of. It's like there is going to be a tremendous move of God. And when I was on the West Coast, it was like I experienced and encountered God in such a phenomenal way where he came. And it's like the heavens opened up. It was like the only way I could describe, the roof lifted off. It's like the clouds opened up. And suddenly I'm under like a waterfall of oil or honey. It was like a mixture of both. And it was so thick, it was like that I couldn't bear it. It was so intense, I thought I was going to die. It was like, you know how you want something, but boy, when it starts coming, it's like you're going, oh my gosh, this is just too much. And that's what it was like. It was just too much for me to handle. And it was like, and I was being filled up from my toes upward, but it was pouring in the top of my head. I could physically feel it. I could feel it splashing off me, and I could feel it hitting the people that were around me. It was just glorious, and it was the glory of God. But it was so intense, and he began to fill, and it got up to my nose, and I thought, I'm going to die. And if it goes over my nose, that's it. God's going to kill me. It was like strange, the things you think, you know, when God's in the room. And I screamed, stop! And now I'm going, oh God, what would have happened if I had have just let you fill me to overflowing? Because God wants to come, and he wants to come and fill each and every one of you to overflowing. It's like where it's pouring out like a spout, and where it's getting on everything. And he began to show me over the years and give me revelation of what took place then and what is going to take place now. And it was like, so that excites me. It's like, he said, you weren't ready for it then, meaning the church wasn't ready for what he wanted to pour out. He knew that I was going to say stop. He knew that I wasn't going to be able to handle it, because he knew that the church wasn't able to handle what he's going to pour out. But now... Everyone say, but now. Whoa. But now. You see, God wants to come in his power and his glory, and he wants to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. We read it over and over and over again in the book of Acts 2. He says, where they're all in the upper room, and they're waiting on the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost had fully come. And they were told to sit and wait the Holy Spirit. Oh boy, why don't I just read that for a mo? Let's have a look. Acts 2, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. When suddenly, oh come on, we can do better than that. Suddenly, come on, that's so good. Because I tell you what, there are going to be suddenlies. Listen, this isn't just to tickle your ears. This isn't to just try and get your hopes up a little bit. I understand that people are going through all kinds of various trials and tribulations, but God says in his word, be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Come on, we've got to take the word of God, and we've got to apply it to our sores. We've got to apply it to our troubles. It's like we've got to apply it to the breaks in our life. It's like, because he is the only one that is going to be able to restore you and put you back together, just like that stick there that looks all gnarly and knobbly, but he can make something absolutely beautiful. Amen? But we must allow God in. Praise God forevermore. when suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like a rushing, a violent tempest blast. You see, we think God's all meek and mild. That doesn't sound meek and mild to me. That doesn't sound all gentle. It wasn't a gentle little wave that came in and hit the U.S. military camp. You see, we're like a U.S. military camp, but we're Kiwis. We're of all nations. It's like we're like a military camp. The church needs to begin to rise up and put on their army gear, and it's like it's time to go to war. Now, what are we going to war about? It's like it says the heavens suffer violence and the violent take it by force. We're the ones that are supposed to be taking it by force. We're not going around annihilating people. We're not going out shooting people. No, no. We're getting out our slingshot, taking a pop and a crack at people. No, no. We're going to war in the heavenlies. It's like when we're pulling down strongholds. Amen. I love what Wes preached last week about the strong man. You've got to understand that we have a stronger man living on the inside of us. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen? It's like, oh my God, when you get a hold of that, it's like you all of a sudden become like Popeye. You know, eat your spinach and boop, boop, out come the muscle. Well, I tell you what, the word of God is like that when you apply it. It's like, my gosh, it gives you muscle. It gives you courage. It gives you boldness. Suddenly you rise up and it's like, my God, I'm 10 feet tall. What did you say, Goliath? It's like, what did you say? He knew his God. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he dare speak about my God like that? It's like, right, I'm going to have your head. And he did. It's like, so it's time. He's calling us to rise up. He's calling us to go to war. And it's like, and we don't fight spirits. It's like, no, no, God says I've already done it. It's like we just need to declare the word of the Lord. I take authority over you in Jesus' mighty name. You spirit of cancer, I bind you. I forbid you to operate now. If any of you got cancer, it's like, I tell you what, you just put your hand on your heart. I take authority now, and you watching online, I take authority over every spirit of cancer now. In Jesus' name, you are bound in the name of the Lord. And Father, I thank you for your healing balm. In Jesus' name, pour it out on the top of their heads. Father God, let it run all the way over in Jesus' mighty name. You see, God is faithful and true to perform his word. God does not back down. God does not lie. But the problem is, you see, we lose heart. The problem is we get impatient. It's a bit like me with the sticks. It was like there were some and I was just getting impatient. There were some there that I'd spent so much time on and I didn't even like the jolly stick. And how's that with people? Sometimes you can spend so much time with a person, you think, I can't even be bothered doing this anymore. It's like I'm just not getting anywhere. Come on, let's be honest. I'm laying myself bare. You know, but you keep persevering. It's like, because then there is a suddenly. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. Hang on, let's get my phone going. Right, when suddenly there came a sound from heaven like the rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. Wow, bring it on, God. Bring on the tempest blast. Bring the wind, Almighty God. Let us not be like those sitting in deck chairs. God, reading a newspaper, being so ensconced in things of the world, being so ensconced in, oh, how I feel. Oh, but I just feel. You see, I'm a feeler. It's like I feel everything. And my older sister would go, it's not all about your feelings. And it would be like, I just didn't understand how to separate feelings of what was me, what was God, what was around me. I mean, I knew nothing. I still don't know much. But it's like I'm growing. And so when I feel starved, it's like, oh, okay. Especially, you know, if it's like depression. I mean, because I don't get depressed. Used to a long time ago. Like long, long time ago. And I'd live my life as though I was on a roller coaster ride. And I loved the Lord with all of my heart. And that, but oh my gosh, it was like I'm sitting in the roller coaster and so is the devil. And man, we'd be going up. Have you ever been on a roller coaster? I have. It's like I went on wildfire when I was in America. Not the last time. It was up in Missouri. And it was called Wildfire. How's that? And I'm on this roller coaster and I'm on the front seat, right at the front. So you've got nobody in front of you. It's just a drop. It's a bar. You've got this bar. And you're putting all your trust in this stick in front of you. Like, and you hold on. And it's like, so we're going up. Well, we get to the, I'm going, this is not good. Because if we're going up on an angle like that, we're going to have to come down the same, like that. And we did. Like, and my face said it all. I was like, ah! You know, and it's like some people, you know, they take the photo shot, you know, and you go and view the photos afterwards and you can purchase them. Everyone else is just looking like, and me, you know, and I've got the ugly look, a little bit like the ugly cry. Some people just have this way of crying and it's so, so elegant. Me, it's like my face distorts, and it's an ugly cry. How did I get onto that? It's a little bit like the broccoli the other time I preached, eating broccoli, or Brussels sprouts. It was Brussels sprouts, wasn't it? Oh, come on. It's like, let's pull it in. Hallelujah. Roller coaster, you thought I'd missed it, didn't you? Oh, I pulled it in. We can be on a roller coaster ride. It's like, and we can be up and down and all over the place. But it can bring us into this place where it's like, God, it doesn't matter. It's like whether I'm up or whether I'm shooting down on a roller coaster, God, you're always with me. And it's like, so God, I thank you that you've got my emotions intact. You see, because some people think that they have to behave how they feel. Wrong. No, we take the word of God. And we open our heart before him and say, okay, God, what's going on here? What is it that is causing me to behave this way? God, why am I reacting this way? Why am I blowing up, God, when it was just something so small? It's like, listen, we can take everything to him in prayer. It's like lay it at the altar. It's allow God in these days because he so wants to come rushing in like a mighty tempest blast into your life. And you know what? When a strong wind begins to blow in Canterbury, we know what wind is like. It's like, and we've had some forceful gusts come through. And when they come through, I tell you what, they shift things. A little bit like that rogue wave. It comes in and it shifts things. It pushes things. It's like it moves things. Well, God wants to come and push and he wants to come and move in your life. Amen. He wants to come and he wants to push out the addictions, the bad thinking, you know, the low self-esteem, the fears, the worries that you're so consumed with. God's saying, look, fix your eyes on me, the author and the finisher of your faith. It's like he says, listen, he says, I wrote everything about you before you were even thought of from your parents. Before you were even created, that's mind-blowing to me, that God thought of me before he had even written anything about me. It's like I already pre-existed. Yeah. And it's like, and he knew everything about my life. He knew that I'd be standing here today. He knew the things that I would go through. He knew, and he knows everything about you. He says, I know the numbers of hairs that are upon your head. Isn't that just astounding? He knows every little detail of your life. There is not one thing that you can hide from God. Not one. It's like, look, what you see up here is what you see at home. I might not be in these shoes. It's like, but you can ask my husband. It's like I don't put on one face when I'm up here and then put another face on when I'm at home. It's like, no. It's like, listen, we're called to be ambassadors. It's like wherever we go, and that's in our home. It's like we want our children. Oh, we want our children to see. It's like we want our children to hear. I was just reading this morning. I'll get back to Acts. I was just reading this morning. And it was in, I've got this 1 year Bible reading plan. I've been doing it for a couple of years and I get a different one every year. Well, I generally read it through twice and that, which is good. And I'm still reading things and I go, I didn't read that last time. And I like reading in different translations. But in Deuteronomy, it's like Moses is about to be taken up the mountain, look across into the promised land, and then you're going to die, says God. But I'll allow you to have a wee peek before you do. He said, because you did this, because, you know, basically you were faithless and you go and went and struck the rock without speaking to it. I said, speak to the rock. You see, there's consequences. And I often felt sorry for Moses. I thought, poor old Moses. You know, but God's got standards. And oh my gosh, it's like how the standards have slipped. It's like because it's like there's no fear of the Lord. It's like, and we need the fear of God to come back into the body of Christ. I'm talking us. I'm not talking the tent. I'm talking we need the fear of the Lord because then we wouldn't be in the messes that we end up in half the time. So one thing is, God, oh Lord, let the fear of God be upon my life. It's like, Lord, let the fear of God come into the body of Christ. It's like, I tell you, it would fix up a whole lot of messes, the fear and repentance. So it's like the Lord said to Moses, I want you to write the song. He said, you know, he said, because they're a rebellious, stiff-necked people. After all the miracles, isn't it amazing? It's like, and we're no different. Oh, we have an up week. Woo-wee! And then the next week, something bad happens, and it's like, oh, my God. Do you know what Sister So-and-so said to me? You know how she looked at me? You know, and we have all this Jude attitude. It's like we're going to have all this attitude. And God's saying, I want to come with a tempest blast. I want to actually blast all that stuff out of you. I want to get it out of you so I can actually fill you with my gold. I can fill you with my presence. So Moses wrote this song. And then at the end, it said that he came and he recited all the words to the tribes of Israel. He said to them, take to heart all the words. I'm not going to read all the words that he said because it's quite long. Take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today. I kind of went, oh, that sort of stuck out. I went, oh, God, I'm going to be standing up the front today. It's like, Lord, I pray that their ears be open to hear. God, that it will bring about such radical change. God, that there will be suddenlies. God, that hearts will be rendered to you today. God, that you will be able to deposit, Father God, your glory. That you'll be able to deposit your fire. And he said, command them to your children that they may be careful to do all the words of this law. For it is no empty word for you, but your very life. And I want to encourage you that the word of God is no empty word. This is not an empty word. This is a word that is full of life. This is a word that is going to take you. This is a word that is going to prepare you for what is coming, so that you're not sitting there reading a newspaper, that you're not sitting there ensconced just, and look, I'm preaching to myself here when it comes to Netflix. Oh my gosh. You know, there's one there, and I'm relieved. I am so relieved that the series is finished. I had a binge of it. You know, and then I think, I could have spent that time, you know, it's like you can't, I could have spent that time reading the word. And it's a little bit like a book that I've been reading, and it's as old as the hills, The Sacred Diary of Adrian Plass. Who's ever heard of him? Yeah, look, hilarious, because I pulled it out of my bookshelf during the holidays, and I thought, I need something just funny to read. Oh, it's absolutely hilarious. I don't even know if it's still in print. If it is, you should look it up. Everyone should read it, because you would be able to relate to somebody in the church. It is really, really good. And Adrian, it is just so comical and so funny. And you can so relate, you know, because you kind of go, oh, yeah, I've been there, you know. And he's done the same thing, binged on a TV program. He was gonna stay up from midnight till 2 and pray, he said to his wife. Oh, well, he got watching a movie. Well, it was a series, and he watched and watched and watched it. And it was like, in the end, it's like his wife came and got him and dragged him off to bed. And I just thought, it's so like us, isn't it? It's like we have good intentions, and then we can just sort of like lose the mark completely. So I'm relieved that this series that I was watching is over. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You might start sending me hate mail. I'm just relieved because I'm going, oh, good, maybe I can start afresh. But anyway, these are not empty words for you, but your very life. And by this word you shall live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess. It's like, listen, God has put us here in New Zealand. God has given us a land to possess. Amen. He has. Amen. It's like, listen, it's like the government isn't going to be able to save us. Even if it was a Christian government. Ooh. Would help. But it's God that saves. It's God that saves. And often when a place is under tremendous pressure, I tell you what, it should do one of two things. It should motivate the body of Christ. It should awaken the body of Christ to rise up. It's like, you know, we're all called to pray. It's not just the chosen few. It's not just the intercessors, you know, in the church. It's like that are called to pray for the body of Christ. No, we're all called. We've all been chosen. It's like, pray. So I'm going, thank you, Lord. That's exactly what we are going to do. And that's exactly what I have been doing. I just want to say this, that there is a shift and a change that's taking place. And I keep going back to this rogue wave. And we can look at it as an act of, my gosh, that was just evil and intense. But I mean, I want to look at it from a God point of view. We're saying, okay, if you're not going to move, I'm going to move you. I'm going to shift you. It's like I heard in the video, you know, shut the doors. And they shut the doors. They were glass doors. And the doors were just absolutely blown off their hinges and pushed through. I don't want the door to be shut on our hearts. I don't want the door to be closed. I don't want us to be in our comfortable little groups and go, right, no, and be all clicky. No, because the Great Commission is, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say it just to a few. He's saying it to all of us. And whether that be your neighbor, whether it be the one in the supermarket, whoever it might be that you encounter, it's like you can share Jesus with them. It's like, and it doesn't have to be all religious and spooky. Just let your light shine. Huh, which brings me to, I had, Lisa, a very short clip of a dream this morning before I woke up. And it was like, Lisa's such a dreamer. And it's like, and I would love to dream. And I say to the Lord, yoo-hoo, just drop a few over here. You know, instead of just feely, feely, feeling everything, feel, feel. It's like a dream would be good. A dream would be helpful. Well, it was just very short of what I remembered. And in this dream, it's like I'm walking like through a castle. It was like this castle. I don't know where it was. And there were two candlesticks that I was holding on to. But suddenly, it kind of like it was like small. And I don't know if it was because my mother had given me two to put on the grand piano for Christmas. You know, and it was like five candles you put in. Got the picture? Silver. It was like five. And I was holding these two, but suddenly they morphed and went real long. And so they were tall. And it was like, and I thought, oh my gosh. It's like, they've just shot right up. And God's saying, yeah. It's like he's saying, I want you to shine even brighter. It's like you're going to go even further. He says, I'm calling you up even higher. And it's like, this is what he's doing to the body of Christ. He's saying, I'm calling you up to come up higher. He says, I'm calling you to be a bright, shining light. It's like, I'll give you the grace that you need. Five, number of grace. Isn't that wonderful? It's like, and not only that, I was holding two, so double, double. So double grace. It's like last time, a couple of years ago, when he had me buy two roses, and I thought, well, where on earth am I going to put them? Because I've got all white roses, standard roses, and then I've got a garden that's got real old-fashioned roses, and I thought, I've got nowhere to put them. He said, I want you to buy these two roses. I looked at the names and they were Courage. That was the names of them, Courage. Immediately I went, oh, God. Okay, what do I need double courage for? It was like immediately, and you know what? It's like he did, he gave me double courage. And so in this season, I want to declare over you double grace, that you are stepping into double grace. This is a double grace period. But God is saying, I want you to position yourself. I want you to position yourself to be ready. I want you to be alert. I don't want you looking down. It's like looking, you know. It's like he says, I want you to be able to look out and see what I see. Amen? Amen. Come on. It's good. So in Luke 12:35, it says, stay dressed for action. It's like I went, okay, God. It's like, you know, this morning when I got up, I generally know the night before what I'm going to wear. It's like I do consult Holy Spirit. It might sound strange to you, but I do. And I say, God, what am I to put on? It's like, and I had this dress and I put it on and I had these pretty little shoes. I went, oh, oof, nope. No, we're not going to do that. Okay, I missed that one because I bought this dress thinking, oh, good, buy that, wear that Sunday, you know. And then it was like, no, I had these shoes in my mind and I thought, I've not worn these shoes. I've had them for about a year or so. I thought, I need to wear these. Put them on with the dress. Whoa. Right off that came. Threw on other pants. Threw on jeans from Texas. FaceTimed Ella. Ella's going, that looks good. So when there's that, you know. And while I was getting dressed, I thought, why? Oh, I need my girls here. You know, it's like, and it's not all about fashion statement, but it's about I want to be right. You might think, oh, look, it's only clothes, for goodness sake. No, I want it to be right. I thought, oh, God, now I'm going to be all in black. But it's the shoes. And they're multicolored. And they're high. They're boots. Elevated. Colorful. God's wanting you to be elevated. He's wanting you to be colorful. Wherever you go, you're going to release the splashes of glory. Wherever you go. You know, we tend to think glory is just gold. It's like glory can manifest himself, because it's God. It's like God will manifest himself in whatever color and whatever array he chooses to at the time. So stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. I thought this is so funny. It's like, right, okay. It's like, God, I've got to get it right. You see, God wants us to get it right, people. He doesn't want us going around and around the mountain for 40 years. He doesn't want you going through a trial for 40 years. No, he wants to bring you into that place. It's like where Joshua said, right, consecrate yourself, because in 3 days, we're going to cross over to the other side. There is a crossing over, but before that, there is a preparation time. And he's saying, I want you to dress appropriately. I want you to dress for the occasion. It's like where you're going to be crossing over to the other side. And on the other side, you know what was on the other side? The enemy. They had to go in and take out the enemy so they could possess the land. Amen. Hoo-wee. I hope you're getting this, because it's good. Keep your lamps burning. Well, how do we do that? Stay engaged with the Spirit of God. It's like feed upon his word. It's like take his word and eat it. It's like take it first thing in the morning when I get up, before there's any distractions. It's like I'm up, I go outside, cup of coffee, word. Word journal. I'm not a great journalist, but it's like I'll write things down. I go, oh, that's good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So stay dressed for action, keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. I certainly do not want to be left on the outer. Look, even if things look ugly, even if things get ugly, even if you don't like 99% of the people in the body of Christ, it's like, listen, get into the house of God. Let the word of God get into you. It's like, so then, it's like, it'll begin to fuel the fire that is within. It's like, as you allow the word of God to be fuel in you, it's like there will be a fire that will come out of you, and it will begin to ignite on you and you and you and you and you. Wherever you go, you'll begin. It's like you'll be like a fire torch, and you'll just shh. I don't know about you, but I want the fire of God. Look, we don't just want to preach. We want to see miracles, signs, wonders break out. Come on, who isn't for miracles, signs, and wonders? And Sally, I can't stop thinking of you. It's like, especially last week, and it's like, and I feel it's like that it is time for you to start doing miracle meetings again. It's like it hasn't gone away, and it's like, and I thought, oh my gosh, if you don't, I'm going to jump in. Because I'm going, miracle services. Come on, it's not all about, you know, we have to go to the other side of the world to see miracles take place. We can see miracles take place right here, right now. And if you ever need, God says, you call upon me. And he says, and I'll answer you. He says, I will deliver you. He says, I will set you free. And it's like who the Son sets free is free indeed. God wants to come and he wants to break through all the religious junk, all the wrong teaching, all your sour thinking. It's like he wants to come in and he wants to remove all of that, just like he was removing all the gunge and everything out of that stick. It's like so that he could pour into you, and it's like make all things new. He says, behold, I'm doing a brand new thing. Can you not perceive it? I know he's doing a brand new thing. I know he's closing doors and opening new doors. It's like, in this year, it's like there are things that you've been doing. It's like from last year, and God's saying, no, it's time. He says, where? It's like, you're not going to do that anymore, and I'm going to set you in a different place. Whatever he does for me, I know that he's going to do for the body of Christ. And that's exactly what he's doing. It's like because he can lift grace off one thing, and it's like you go, oh my gosh, what, this is awful. Oh, I should be doing. No, I need to position myself under the mighty hand of God so that in due time he's going to exalt me and put me where I need to be so that I can be that shining light. He says, dress for the occasion. So he wants a light burning in you. So you need to fuel it. You need to fuel the fire with the oil of his presence. It's like, I love the songs, you know, it's like getting into his presence. That's all I want, God. Well, that does need to be all that we need. Instead of pulling on everybody else to try and fill your need, it's like, no, allow God to fill your need. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. It's like we know that this is an awakening. It's an awakening for the body of Christ. It's an awakening for the world. It's like, look, he says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's all flesh. He said, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men and old men will have dreams and visions. It's not gender-based here. God's not biased against men and women. It's like basically he says, I'm going to pour out my spirit. It's like, you want my spirit, he says, you come to me. Come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, he says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, which is easy upon you. It's like we need the yoke of Jesus upon us. We don't need to have a 10-step program on how to get close to God. It's like, no, we just draw near to him. He says, you draw near to me, and he says, and I'll draw near to you. I mean, I'm being challenged all the time by Holy Spirit. It's like we can look at our circumstances and think, oh, flip, why is this happening? Why is this? It's like, seriously. It's like half the time I put myself there. We need to apply the Word of God. It is the best medicine on the face of the earth. Holy Spirit is moving. Holy Spirit is moving in this church. Holy Spirit is moving in this nation. And we're going to find that there's going to be suddenlies. And there is going to be a tempest blast, a wind that is going to break through. Are you going to be ready for that? Or are you going to be so consumed with yourself? So consumed with looking in all the time instead of looking out? Because that's what it showed me, is these people sitting on these seats were so inward looking, were so into just what was going on in the world. And I see that actually with a lot of Christians. It's like they're so consumed with everything that's going on out there. And I think, far out, if they spent more time, it's not a judgment. It's like, and if it is, well, it is. I think if they spent more time actually saying, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and flood our nation. God, open up the dams over our nation. God, come and flood my soul. Come and flood my neighbors. Come and flood my city. Come and flood this nation, Almighty God, with your presence. God, come and meet with every living soul, Father God, in the land. God, let not one perish. You might think, oh, well, that's a bit far-fetched. I mean, because people are not going to receive Christ. No, but God says, speak those things that be not as though they are. So it's like, that's where I come in and I go, by faith, God. It's like, so I'm going to release faith over the word that I speak. Because God said so. He said, you decree a thing, and he said, it shall be established for you. So I'm going to keep decreeing. I'm going to keep saying. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep releasing. It's like, because God said so, and God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent concerning his word. But God said, so I will say. And I will do as my Father says in heaven. Because right at the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. It's like, so we're made just like God, just like Jesus, just like Holy Spirit. It's like, so we need a fresh infilling. It's like we need a fresh fire put in our bones. It's like we need a fresh hunger stirred in us. It's like we need to be ignited again. Amen. Who doesn't want to be ignited this morning? Who doesn't want a fresh fire this morning? Who doesn't want to be hungry for the Lord instead of just hungry for lunch? And I know it's very hot in here. You guys are doing really, really well. Hallelujah. Oh, and it's 0-0-0. Look at that. Woo! Amen. Well, let us all stand this morning. Hallelujah. 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 God is well able to do anything. God says, simply believe. Simply believe. You see, we need to put our trust in him. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. See, our understanding can be a bit screwy, a bit messed up. He says, I want you to lean on my understanding. I want you to lean on my way. He says, I want you to do it my way. Because if you do it my way, it's like, what did we just read in Deuteronomy? He said, it will be good for you in the land. It's like, and you will live a long, prosperous, healthy, wealthy, overcoming, victorious life. Well, who doesn't want that? It's like, we can read that in the blessings of God in Deuteronomy. He said, but if you do not do this, it's like, well, this is going to take place. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. I'm going, well, I don't want to be cursed. I don't want to be cursed. I want to be blessed of the Lord. And I want to be a blessing to the Lord. And I want to release blessing over you today. Because God loves each and every one of you. You see, because you've all been fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and in his likeness. Woo-wee! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he is so good. He's so good to all of us. He's pouring out his love, his fire in your belly. Come on. He's releasing fresh oil. Oh, he's turned on the tap. Oh, just lift your hands and receive fresh fire from heaven falling down on you. Oh, take and receive. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your oil of anointing, Lord.